Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire
and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Well, I don't get they bring the head cold, but
you busted on Lou Holtz taking care of himself. What are you doing, Lou?
Well, I don't get they bring the head cold.
Your wife wanted it, Lou. Give it to her. Paul Reiser later on, actor Paul Reiser and our comedian friend Joe Coy, also going to phone the program. Thirsty Thursday. Craig Evans in the house.
Yeah. You're welcome for that.
I like that.
I don't think anybody thanked you.
Yeah, I did.
There you go. Yeah. And I might have been speaking to myself.
Yeah.
Oh, that happens. I've seen that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that a conversation with yourself a lot?
Well, it's a short conversation,
yeah.
But it is an acknowledgement to myself in an out loud fashion.
I have the same conversation with myself a lot. I just sit down and I go, yeah.
I don't intend to have conversations with myself, but sometimes I just realize no one's listening.
I do that too.
If we're sitting around the house, you're just talking, nobody's listening to me. I guess I'll just stop.
Right. It's simply a monologue at that point.
Right.
Not to be confused with Squirrel Appreciation Day in January, this is Squirrel Awareness Month.
So aware there's squirrels.
Yeah, be aware that there are squirrels.
All right.
I have dogs that make me aware that there are squirrels.
Ours has gotten one or two.
Yeah, there are no squirrels in the backyard, at least not for very long.
Do they talk, or do the dogs get them?
Well,
the squirrels are pretty fast.
They'll chase them. And then the squirrels will find a way.
A way out. They climb really quickly. Got it, right?
They can jump.
Do they sit? Do they do like the ones in our backyard? They'll sit on the branch lowest and then just sit there and chatter at the dog?
Yeah.
No, just tease them?
No places to do that because, the tree that we had in the backyard fell down.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that. Yeah, the squirrels in our backyard like to tease the dog.
Oh, yeah. They're dicks when it comes to that. Yeah. My friends in Denver had, same deal. These squirrels would get down on a branch and chatter and taunt the dogs. And then one day, one of the dogs jumped up and swatted, and the squirrel came down. And I think they had three dogs at the time, and they just devoured this squirrel.
Oh,
they
God.
Piled on. Well, he had it coming.
Yeah, you play with fire.
Right.
Yeah.
You get down there and do the taunting the squirrel was doing, and then he falls down. And, you're going to meet your fate.
Right.
This is how it ends.
See, our dog, she's got some sort of bird dog in her, so she doesn't tear them up. She just, she'll catch it, give it one good shake and break it, and then just bring it to the back door and lay it down.
Oh, man.
Here you go.
Oh, that's like cat-like behavior.
Yeah.
It's the bird dog in her. She retrieves. She brings it back. I think two rabbits, two squirrels, and a bird is her lifetime count.
No possum?
Nope.
Speaking of that, when are the 12 Days of Christmas coming out there, Craig? You going to do that early this year?
Not soon enough.
Everybody wants to do Christmas early. I love that. It's a social media thing. Everybody's really said,
"Oh wait,
Christmas will make me happy." No, it won't.
We have to do the
will not make you happy.
We have to do the cost of the meal of Thanksgiving
first. Oh, yeah.
So let's not get ahead of ourselves.
Should cost less, though, since there'll be less people at your dinner.
Yeah,
be.
That's what I was thinking.
My dinner's going to be real
smaller gatherings, right? Less food.
Yeah, but I don't think that's the case everywhere.
No, it's not.
I'm sure there will be large gatherings.
It's all spit
everywhere.
In Grandpa's face.
And I hate that this is a political issue.
It's not with us.
And, you know, to me, it's just science and common sense.
Yeah, it is. But
I wish we'd get along the side of common sense. That's all I want.
We would, but we have a cult leader that says no.
I just want the return to common sense.
The cult leader. Listen to the Springsteen audio I tweeted out yesterday. And it's really sad, but so good. Have you heard it yet, Puss? Listen to that. I know you're about
to. I didn't have a chance to listen to it yesterday.
Yeah, it's just a quick, it talks about what life, and basically what life with presidents in the past 50 years was like. And he mentions both sides of the aisle until right now. He doesn't say much about now. About what we need to be. Oh, it's just so good. I mean, I'd love to play it on the air. I really would.
I'd listen to Springsteen read the phone book, but that's just me.
Yeah, me too. But it's just about how, we got to play it. Because I think it should bring everybody together except for one cult. Because he says, you know, he says good things about Reagan and Bush and, and Clinton and Obama and Kennedy. But he says on both sides of the aisle. And by the way, Bruce was not a big fan of Reagan, but he says some nice things about Reagan in this little rap. The audio is unbelievable. And I think it's one of those things, if you listen to it with an open mind, and I know a lot of you won't.
There's the rub.
I said, please, when I tweet out, I said, listen to this with an open mind. He doesn't even say your boy's name. He doesn't say the cult leader's name. It's heartbreaking. You got it?
I can send it over to Craig.
Yeah.
All right. And 5 days and counting until Election Day.
Oh, God.
I've heard about that.
Yeah.
Maybe not everyone has.
No.
No, I keep hearing on the TV all the time that this guy's got to be stopped. No, this chick's got to be stopped.
Yeah,
we got to stop.
Yeah, if you live anywhere you live, the local, the Senate and the local congressmen ones that dominate.
Oh, yeah.
They're the ones that dominate the airwaves, and they're just crazy.
And we live on the border of two states.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, we get, hey, this guy's got to be
deluge.
Stopped.
Yeah, the big city
this guy
here.
From this state's got to be stopped. This guy from this state's got to be. And I can't keep track.
Yeah, I know.
Who has to be stopped. They all have to be stopped, apparently.
Yeah. Well, and then you get to throw in the fear-mongering, ballot initiative.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
well,
yeah.
Which is a nice change of pace from he sucks, no, she sucks, no, he sucks.
One, right.
No, F that guy, no, F her.
The Indians are going to start gambling, and gas is going to cost $40 a gallon, and you can't go to church. Stop it.
Indians will be outside your church.
Right.
Smoking peyote and making you gamble. I heard that commercial.
I got the roulette wheel, the traveling roulette wheel.
I saw those guys open up for a band one time.
Yeah,
they were great.
The traveling roulette wheel. Yeah, good stuff.
More than 75 million Americans have already voted. United Postal Service, United States Postal Service, and state and local election officials say don't mail in your ballots anymore.
Now too
Use
late now.
Use the drop-off boxes or vote early in person.
How long of a wait at the drop-off boxes to the places we're talking to?
I drove up the mine.
Yeah.
You did? Okay.
No, you drove right up the mine. Nobody was there at all.
Yeah.
Now, once again, I live in the western part of this city. White people, so of course they're going to let them open.
I think when I dropped mine off, now this was like 2-3 weeks ago, I dropped mine off, there was a 2-car wait.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I dropped mine off in the evening on the north central side of town, and there was no waiting.
All right.
And there were two drop boxes within 5 minutes of my house.
I guess the reports hour and a half are people who are voting early. They're standing in line.
Well, there's five hours.
And waiting an hour plus.
5 hours in other states with actual population. I mean, Omaha's a big city.
So it's better to go to a drop box where white people live?
Well, no, Craig's area is multicultural.
I went north central.
Yeah, that's multicultural where Craig was at.
Thank you. Yeah. That's it.
Totally was. And, that was good. Well, that's why the cult leader was here. Because he's down in this district.
Yeah.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Well, I'm hearing that Minnesota Vikings head coach Mike Zimmer is on the hot seat.
Well, he should be, right,
as John? He should be.
Yeah.
You know who disagrees with you?
Mike Zimmer?
His team?
No, not necessarily.
The owner of the Vikings.
Or Packer fans?
Green Bay Packers star Aaron Rodgers told reporters it is absolutely crazy that Mike Zimmer's job could be in jeopardy. He says the 64-year-old is still one of the top coaches in the NFL.
Yeah. What's his expertise, Todd? You defensive.
He's a defensive guy.
He could be a defensive coordinator somewhere else.
Yeah, but when I watch the Vikings play, I just see an uninspired team, and I think that's on the coach.
Of course it is. By the way, Vikings are not going to listen to Aaron Rodgers.
Of course not.
Rodgers has said for years that Zimmer's defenses are the ones that have given him given him the most problems.
Yeah, well, we'll find out Sunday.
Yeah, well, we found out
because they give him problems doesn't mean he can't handle it.
Right, found out the first game of the season. No, they really didn't give him a problem.
Do you think he just handled it.
Do you think he heard Olivia Mom's machine going off in the other room a lot? Aaron, get out of here.
Sure.
You're bad at sex.
Of course he did.
Yeah.
So.
Well, the thing is, the Vikings are about to score against the Packers to win.
He said the same thing about Kirk Cousins. That's your guy.
Yeah, so we're not going to take his word on much.
No, because you want to beat a team. So you want them to stay status quo.
Well, it was just 3 years ago. They only lost three games. They won a playoff game last year. The coach got a brand new contract.
Right, he did.
But you're right.
What have you done for me lately in football? You know that.
And Todd's right. Being good at the X's and O's and being a leader of men are two different things. Being able to inspire a team to go out there and do it. Maybe he's not the guy.
Yeah, laying out the plan is one thing. Plus, I think they have a little front office problem. They haven't had a really good draft. I mean, they got a good receiver in the last draft. But look at their quarterbacks. They haven't picked a good quarterback.
Get on your site, man. You Viking fans are defeatist. I see you.
I still think they gave up on Christian Ponder too quickly.
And you don't want them to make the same mistake about Kirk Cousins.
No, they just make poor choices when it comes to quarterbacks. Or maybe they get unlucky. Look at your boys.
Exceedingly lucky.
Yeah. Your boys have had a succession of good quarterbacks.
Two.
Well, no, the guy backing up Rodgers is going to be good, too. I guarantee it.
Rodgers is going to leave early because of that.
Yeah, he might be gone.
Rodgers is going to leave early because of that guy.
Or that guy might leave early.
Yeah.
Yeah, they tried to do that with Jimmy Garoppolo.
Right.
He's going to take over. Brady's going to play another 8 years. Never mind. You never know.
Yeah. No, they're just snake bit.
Well, most teams are.
My team's 6-0, so screw both you guys.
But before you had Roethlisberger.
Oh, we had some rough years, yeah.
You had a lot of rough years with the quarterback.
Yeah, you need a quarterback.
And if you tank for Trevor Lawrence, that isn't necessarily the answer.
Of course, nobody tanks. By the way, nobody officially tries to lose games in the NFL because players need to keep their jobs. So that is the biggest misnomer there is. A coach can try to screw you up, and then he loses his gig.
But I see all kinds of talk.
Players do not want to lose games. That means they don't have a job next year.
A Viking fire sale where they're giving away all their good players. And I don't think you do that. I don't think you approach that. That's a college approach where you rebuild.
Right.
The NFL, you got to win now.
Like 20 years
ago. The NFL is a win-now league.
Yes, you're right. You don't rebuild the NFL.
No,
you
don't just sit around and we'll be good.
And you can win right now in the NFL,
too. We'll be good
in
a couple of years because you want. Nobody wants to play for your crappy team if that's your attitude. If you're going to trade away all your good players, You think good players want to come in?
Why'd you
place?
Get a start on this, man? Who started this Viking crap?
Craig did.
Stop it, Craig. Just stop it.
Well played, yeah. Craig.
Just stop it.
Well, he thought he was on a roll after he gave some good train counseling.
Yeah.
No,
well,
I'm just saying that Aaron Rodgers likes, he thinks your coach is great.
You want your opposing quarterback picking you guys. He kicks your ass. I mean, they beat him once in a while.
If I were the news guy, I would look at that and I would say, well,
that's not news.
That's not a story.
It's not a story.
Boom.
Thank you.
Oh,
trash.
You are wrong.
It's not a story.
It's not a story. You are wrong.
Right. Aaron Rodgers telling a team in his division what to do. No, I'm not listening.
That's like Aaron Rodgers telling a woman what to do in the bed.
Right.
He doesn't know.
Right. He's bad at sex and he's bad at advice. Right.
Oh, I think it's perfect. Right. I think it's just fine.
No. Out of a list of all the guys I would listen to in the NFL, he's at the bottom.
Bad at sex.
He's at the bottom?
Yeah.
The guy who's perhaps best at his position?
I hope he's a Viking quarterback someday. I really
and he
do.
May be.
I know he might be. He's going to leave.
Distinct possibility.
He's still pissed. That's why he's kicking ass.
The quarterback of a division opponent? Let's listen to his advice? Are you kidding me?
I know.
Yeah.
He wants to keep beating you, right?
I think it's perfect.
But you're wrong. He's not pissed. He said multiple times already, he's like, nah, whatever, the kid's here. Let's make him the best he can.
Yeah, but he's also kicking ass. Every other commentator on the TV is saying he's mad, he's kicking ass because he's mad they drafted that guy.
And they know what's in his head better than he does.
Yeah.
I'm fine with that.
That's good. Whatever incentivizes him.
Yeah.
I mean,
oh, no, but he definitely incentivizes him. He said that.
But he said he doesn't have any hatred for the kid. It's not the kid's fault.
Well, that's not personal, no.
You know. But I mean, I think that was kind of the thing that with Favre and him. Favre personally hated him.
Well, Favre was cool. Oh, no, he's not cool anymore. I forgot about that.
That's right.
He golfs with a dictator.
Former Minnesota Vikings quarterback, Brett Favre.
I like to think of him as a former Jets quarterback.
Okay, we can agree on that.
And a dink picker from way back.
Yeah, but he brought the Packers back from nowhere. If you're a Packer fan back in the day, they sucked for 20 years.
They did.
Until Favre.
Okay, tell me an instance.
What?
Because I'm not Googling anything.
Stop
I'm just
the Viking talk,
rattling
please.
Through my brain.
Right.
No, an instance where the Heisman-winning, championship-winning college quarterback
Heisman-winning
goes into the NFL and kicks the same amount of ass. It usually doesn't happen.
No, it doesn't.
Well, Lamar
Aaron Rodgers was not an ass-kicking quarterback. I mean, he was good in college. He never won any championships. He never played for any great teams.
And
Roethlisberger didn't play for any great teams. He played for Miami of Ohio.
Right.
The best quarterbacks come from places like that.
Well, you can be at a major conference. I mean, Brady came from Michigan.
Yeah, Lamar Jackson won the Heisman, and he's doing pretty good.
They didn't win a Super Bowl yet.
Yeah, but
he's got an MVP under his belt.
Brady did not light it up in college. Brady went in the seventh round.
He didn't light up in college, right? You're not tanking. You're not going to get him anyway. The Jets are worse than you guys.
I know.
The Jets are going to get him.
And
you're not even top five, are you?
Stay off that Viking fan site.
Oh, I don't even look at it anymore.
Okay, good.
Well, they got to be bottom five. One win. How many one-win teams are there?
There's quite a few. The NFC East has two alone.
Well, you're bottom four in your division. I forgot the Lions and Bears are better than you right now.
Yeah, everybody's better than the Vikings in that division.
All right, well, beat the Packers. Turn your season around. Go ahead, Craig. What else is going on?
Well, the fact
I don't
that
like
I'm,
that one.
I'm not DVRing it. That's a good sign.
That's a good sign.
The fact that I won't be watching on Sunday because I'm driving. But I might be able to find it on the radio.
Busy clean up the piss tent.
You can listen to it on your phone.
Yeah.
At least, listen to the audio.
Listen till I get disgusted and turn away.
Or?
That's happened more than once this season.
Or maybe, the other teams figured out those Packers
now. Move on,
Packers
man. Move
now.
On. Move on. Not a story. After 25 minutes.
It certainly has
screw
worked out.
Yeah. But you got Todd getting his panties in a wad. That's why.
Okay.
All right.
That's I'm comfortable with that.
At least
but watching him flog himself over his own team is great.
Yeah. For us, nobody else.
Now, just days after Kansas basketball player Silvio De Sousa announced his departure from the team for personal reasons, the 22-year-old is now going to be charged with aggravated battery, according to the Lawrence Journal-World. the charging document, and there's no real details on this that I'm aware of.
That's why therein lies the personal reasons.
You the charge exactly. The charging document alleges that DeSosa unlawfully, feloniously, and recklessly caused great bodily harm or disfigurement to another person. This was about 2:30 in the morning, January 1, is when this happened.
Disfigurement is awfully specific.
Finally got to court, huh?
Yeah, and so now he is charged with aggravated battery, et cetera. He committed to Kansas in 2017, one of the top center prospects in the nation, and really didn't do much after that.
Yeah, you can't disfigure people.
No.
Yeah, he was, you know.
How tall is a dude, man?
There's money involved and
6'11". Oh, okay.
And family and ineligibility and blah, blah, blah. So he finally said he's out. And, well, I guess he knew this was coming.
All right.
6'9".
Okay.
He's 6'9".
You don't want a 6'9" guy pounding you.
Well, you don't.
Yeah.
I don't know what that means.
Yeah, either,
you do. You do.
Sounds like somebody does.
Sounds like you want it. You want it.
And the storm that was Hurricane Zeta, now a tropical storm, after making landfall along the Louisiana coast as a Category 2 hurricane yesterday, bringing heavy rain, dangerous storm surge, and high winds. They've had three hurricanes in the last 2 months.
This one's moving quickly, though.
Very quickly. Still, not cool.
Again, last night on the news, I just was watching it going, why do they have to have the guy out in the hurricane?
You know,
we get it.
They're never going to change that. They're never going to change that.
Somebody's going to get impaled.
Right.
I mean,
live on TV.
I mean, the guy on ABC he was holding onto his hat, couldn't even look into the camera because he was braced against the wind. Yeah. I mean, it's just silly.
Yeah, we can see it.
We know.
You know, stand on the balcony, show the camera out on the wind, you know.
And tell everybody else to evacuate. But it's good that I'm here.
Well, they have to be there. People are always back there. You need to document.
Don't need to be outside.
No, not to be outside, but you need to document storms. Of course you do, for history. And for safety.
Yeah, well, can't you just mount the camera somewhere?
And the camera blows away and you have nothing. There are first responders there hanging out.
Yeah.
Somebody's got to be there.
How does it not blow away when the guy's there? There's a cameraman right there, too.
And that'd be like saying news guys should not be in war zones either. Well, there are always going to be places. That's because that's what real journalists do.
Because governments
lie.
But this
is a weather guy.
Yeah, and that's true, too.
Yeah.
Craig.
We got to have them there because governments lie.
We know ours does.
And they have for years. It's not.
I know. Well, they're lying more now. But
okay, but especially in war, they certainly have for years.
Oh, they definitely lied in war, right.
Certainly have for years, right. And that's not speaking to what we're going through now.
Right.
Yeah, well, they usually don't lie about hurricanes because people actually believe the science.
Right.
They believe the weather.
Yeah, but still.
But every weather guy wants to be embedded in a hurricane. That's top assignment.
Yeah, but.
That's Cantori's job.
Yeah, embedded's different than being out in it.
Yeah.
Don't stand in the road while...
Yeah. Yeah, this guy was in the street. He was on Canal Street as there was like 80-mile-an-hour winds trying to push him over.
And then about 5 minutes later, he said, you know, it's pretty clear out now. Because it really did. It went past very quickly where that guy was.
Yeah.
Well, the best one is... Oh, it's Al Roker.
Yeah,
didn't he get taken out?
Flipped off his fat-ass feet, right?
Right, just about got thrown off a balcony.
That's right.
He wasn't even really out in it. He was just on a balcony.
And that's what he was heavier, too, by the way. He went down.
Yeah, now he's just a wisp of a thing.
Exactly.
But especially this hurricane season, these weather reporters who have just been, this has been their constant gig for 3 months.
Right.
They're just tired.
Yep.
They're tired and done with it.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure a lot of them could have just stayed in Louisiana.
And this is the time of year where we get a lot of people and the police called on Halloween displays. There's a guy in Texas that keeps worrying his neighbors. They keep calling the police on Stephen Novak's decor featuring dummies and 20 gallons of fake blood all over his front yard in a fake crime scene.
Is this the guy where there's a dummy right outside the door, one a few feet up the sidewalk, and then I think another one? There's like three dead bodies leading up to his door.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's being stabbed and whatnot.
Yeah, you go to pick up your phone, you go, oh, that's right, it's Halloween, and you hang it up. That's a cool house. That's a cool house.
He says his favorite part's the tipped over wheelbarrow with garbage bags in it to make it look like a failed attempt to dispose of the dismembered bodies.
I'm sure it's pretty cool.
But the cops keep. But the cops have to stop by because apparently neighbors are saying, "Hey, there's dead people there," and they go, "No, it's not. It's Steve."
My favorite one is the dummy up against the garage door where there's no head. Like the garage door accidentally closed,
nice.
On the dude.
Yeah.
And the garage door's got splattered blood on it. It's realistic looking.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if it's that guy's house, but I've seen it in a couple places.
I saw a story yesterday. I forget where it was from, but some Karen in the neighborhood had called because somebody had a skeleton posed on a stripper pole outside in their front yard.
It's a skeleton.
It's a skeleton. Yeah, right. It's decorations. And the cops came by and said, "Hey, you got to take that down by the middle of next month, okay?" And they went, "Well, I was going to do that anyway." So
they gave her 30 days to take it down. She said, "All right."
Did the skeleton have panties on? That'd be funny.
Yeah. I think it had like a thong.
Move it around.
Oh, really?
They move it around.
But the Karen was pissed because it's a stripper?
Yeah.
Yeah, her friends will come by and they'll sit around and drink at night.
I like
outside.
That. Karen.
Yeah, at the strip clubs, as it were. But, occasionally people are upset with this.
Lighten up, Francis.
Yeah, that's funny.
Karen.
Yeah. Come on, Pat. Joe Coy and Paul Reiser later on this morning.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.